Michael McQuay, South Sudan's Minister of Information, urged groups that have not yet committed to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement to join the government to implement the peace process. McQuay says the government is committed to the agreement and is making sure there are no more delays in its implementation.
The government of the Republic of South Sudan, your government, had been working hard to ensure that the agreement is implemented in letter and spirit. And as a result of the delays, we came up with the amended program, which is the roadmap for the agreement. And we are working hard to ensure that the agreement is implemented in letter and spirit. We are optimistic that 2023 will be a year of peace and stability, and all the holding out groups will definitely join us in the implementation of the agreement.
In his comments a few days ago, McQuay called on the people of South Sudan to support the implementation of the peace agreement and embrace unity. He said 2023 will be the year the agreement is fully implemented, so the country can go to elections in 2024.
We call upon you all to support and stand with your government in 2023, which will be the last year for implementation of the agreement, because at the end of 2024 we shall be entering elections, and this is the time when you, the people of South Sudan, will decide for yourself as to who will lead you in the next period.
Paul Malong Awan is the leader of the South Sudan United Front, a rebel group. He says McQuay's calls does not make sense because the government suspended its participation in the Rome peace talks last month.
That one is not a statement to be responded. First of all, they were the one who have suspended the peace, and if they are willing, then let them declare a day of going to meet with the opposition, and this is where people will go and meet and then discuss. Discuss the issues that will bring people together. That is the issue. The issue is not about to do with just calling our group to come in.
In November, the government said it was pulling out of the Rome peace talks until further notice because the holdout rebel groups are only using the process to buy time to prepare for war. In a letter to the Secretary General of Sant Egidio in Rome, Presidential Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin said the government made the decision to prevent what he called a mockery of a noble process. Marial, who was the chair of the government's delegation at the talks, said the South Sudan government has always been committed to the initiative in the hope of bringing permanent peace in the country. But Malong denies the government's accusation that his group was preparing for war, saying it was the government who was buying time for its own reasons.
We will go and negotiate, and if we agree it, then we will. Because then you are not in exile in your own country. For you to know it, how it is. I'm being exiled. That is my country. This is the country that I have liberated. This is the country that I have invested. This is the country that I have a family in it. This is the country that I have a vision in it. It's not me to be asked whether I will accept or I will not accept. That is my country. My last, we are negotiating. The government doesn't propose anything. It doesn't come with an agenda. The government doesn't come with an agenda. And when we propose an agenda, they reject it.
The opposition groups, which are united under the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance, have been in talks with the government with the aim of being incorporated into the 2018 deal. The holdouts include General Thomas Cirilo Suaka, who leads the National Salvation Front, General Paul Malong Awan, who leads the South Sudan United Front, and General Pagan Amom, who leads the Real SPLM Party. The talks were being mediated by the community of San Egidio in Rome. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.